Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, everybody. I am actually in Palm Springs, California. I don't know what you guys can hear out there, but driving home, we had a vacation in Universal Studios in San Diego and L.A., and literally heading home today, but wanted to stop and hang out with you guys. So we are at the Starbucks. My wife's getting caffeine and lovely Palm Springs, Arizona, or California. And today, in case you're wondering, are we just talking about where Mike's vacationing? We are not. We're going to be talking about where you should advertise your cleaning company. And I wanted to tell you, I am on vacation almost always, largely because my ability to get clients at will for my company. So I really want to encourage you. This is a big deal. When you're able to get clients on demand or the clients that you need, whenever you need, at a price that is affordable, you'll be able to work and be rich and be happy and take vacations just about any time that you want. So I really want to encourage you. This is an important gig. Hopefully you guys can all hear me all well. So let's just jump in. So the problem is you need good advertising for a cleaning company, but if you're like me or like I was, we got some people checking in. Jason Johnson, one of our Millionaire Masterminds, is checking us out. Well, he's on the Lake of the Ozarks. And that is because Jason is a guy not only knows how to get clients, but he's got a great culture and a great community that he's put together that can run his company when he's not there. So good to have you, buddy. And it's good to see actual real life success stories on all this, on the stuff that we're talking about today. So again, the problem is that you need advertising for a cleaning company. We kind of know that somewhere, but it always seems to let us down or feel like we wasted a bunch of money. It doesn't work. So we try a little bit and then we give up. And the problem with that is if we don't have something scalable to grow a cleaning company, well, a couple things. First of all, we can waste thousands and thousands of dollars on advertising, which is really, that doesn't work, which is the small cost, right? And it still sucks. We still hate wasting money on advertising. But believe it or not, that's the little cost. The big cost is when we give up and don't kind of fight until we get at least one, if not two or three ways of bringing clients without that is scalable, right? So I guess the little cost is we spend $500 here, $1,000 there, even a couple $1,000 here wasting on money on advertising doesn't work. That's a small cost, believe it or not. That's the one where most of us stop. The big cost is when we just go, well, I'm going to just depend on word of mouth, or I guess, I can't, advertising doesn't work for me, right? We tell ourselves all sorts of lies, even though there's tons of companies out there that are kicking butt and taking names that advertising is working for, maybe even in your same area. So I really want to get clear on that little cost that many of you have done. I spent money on this kind of advertising. I didn't get enough money back. Therefore, it won't work. And the big cost, which is the one that will actually kill you, which is I'm going to give up on advertising or ever being able to scale my company on purpose and get the clients that I need. And I am so loving everybody checking in. We've got Chelsea from old Australia. Daisy and Dylan are here. They've been known to travel. They're other of our Millionaire Mastermind groups. Efren's in the house. Kim Johnson's on Daisy. Daisy's loving on Kim and Jason for being on vacation. My wife just brought me my caffeine. Huge, I'm not a Starbucks fan, but I guess I'm advertising, so I should put a piece of black tape over that like they do in the movies. Just cut from Universal Studios, so I'm in that movie mindset. So let me take a hit of caffeine, and then I'll give you the good stuff. Okay, so the big thing I want to, if we just take, and we're going to get into how to really get this work in your company, but if you just take away one thing from today's broadcast, and the only thing is that the small cost, the little cost of advertising is when you waste a couple grand on advertising, it doesn't work. If you want to put that as a small cost, I know the big cost is when we give up on advertising, won't work for me. It won't work in my area. It won't work for my customers. I tried this and it doesn't work. That's really the big cost, because that's going to cost you that ability to grow your company at will, get clients that you need at a cost that you can get. Chelsea says, not old, Queensland, Australia. I can only tell what you put in the chat, Chelsea, you're killing me. But glad to have you either way. All right. So once we get clear on that cost, you know, great. All right, I'm open, Mike. How do I do it? Well, let's talk about that. A lot of folks think I can just scale by word of mouth. And that's a really insidious belief, because the problem is it's half true, right? So the easy lies are the ones that are just bullcrap, because we can just dismiss those out of hand. But the hard ones are the ones that have some truth to them. So many of you guys, certainly from that zero to typically on the residential side, maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And depending on how charming you are on the commercial side, you might even be able to get to a million. Most can't, but some can. But we actually, that's how we do grow our business, right? It's just hustle and word of mouth. And it's not really scalable, but it works and it works and it works for years. And then by the time it stops working, we are overwhelmed with not being able to get employees or not being able to do other things. So we kind of accept just that, I guess this is as big as we can get, or this is as fast as we can grow. So we want to get that out of there and realize that word of mouth is a great tool. But the key of that sentence is a great tool, not the only great tool. So if it's one of many, I love word of mouth. But if the problem is, because some people are so good at it, we have such success early on in our business, we just let that be our only client attraction method, which is that's what will kill us. We really want to make sure we transition from Marie is popping in on her way to Liverpool. That's funny. I'm on my way to Phoenix. She's on her way to Liverpool. We got the Johnsons and the Ozarks. We got people traveling, having fun all over the world. Coffee break. All right. So the reality, we want to make sure that when we get any, again, I use word of mouth because that's the most common one, but you can fill in anything with that, whether it's a newspaper ad or a radio ad or Facebook ads or anything we've done that works, or telemarketing can be great. As soon as we start saying, oh, that's the only way I'm going to grow my company, we're in a really risky spot, right? So we want to make sure that we're always testing new profitable ways to attract clients. So we're not beholden to one thing that if and when it stops working, our business just blows up or stops growing. All right. The next lie that we tell ourselves that is going to absolutely stunt your growth for your business and for getting clients is, I can make good decisions about what advertising works, or I know what advertising works just by the way it feels, right? I don't need the exact data. I don't need to know what to track or how to track it. I'm just smart enough, or common sense will tell me that worked or didn't work. I think this is the first broadcast I've done drinking coffee, so my apologies. You have to give me feedback. The good news is you get a much more fun, energetic mic. The bad news is you got to stop and listen to me sip, which is probably a disgusting sound every couple minutes. So my apologies, and you're welcome, depending on which side of the argument you come down on. So, all right, the reality is to really know, and this is the most frustrating thing I've one of the more frustrating things I run into with our elite members or the folks that we coach is they'll try the things that we do and they'll, oh, it didn't work, Mike. And one of my mentors always says, bring the data, not the drama. So when they say it doesn't work, my first thing is, well, let's talk about what that means. And what will happen is they'll start giving the data. And what they mean is it didn't work how they expected, but it worked just great in terms of I spent X amount of dollars, but I got X plus a lot more coming in. Welcome, Richard. Glad to have you in the conversation, buddy. So we've got to get off of that. It didn't feel like it worked, or I didn't get immediately rich or hundreds of clients, or, you know, didn't solve this one ad, didn't solve every one of my client attraction problems since the beginning of time. Because if you think that, none of it works, right? Angela's here, first live. Welcome, Angela. So the reality of the situation is to know if it worked, we've got to be brutally honest, and we've got to be honest with data, not with feelings. So feelings have no place in if it worked or didn't work, if it felt good or didn't feel good. All that matters is ROI, return on investment, right? And the way we do that, you have to have the lifetime value. And if you're writing stuff down, here's something to write down, lifetime value of your customer. So we'll make it hard and go with residential. You go with commercial, you'll find out almost everything you've been doing is probably working. Coffee break, but when you go with residential, if we look at a lifetime value, say your average client's called, say, $250 a month or $3,000 a year, if your average, let's just say a year, which means you're not great. If you only keep your clients for a year, we got a bigger problem. But that means the average customer value is $3,000. And let's say half of that goes to your cleaners, right? Obviously, we don't get to keep that whole $3,000. And the $3,000 is $250 a month times 12 months. Assuming you only keep them for a year, and you should be keeping your customers much longer than that. But if that's the case, you got $1,500 in gross margin. So sometimes we might spend $400 or $500 to acquire one customer and go, oh, that didn't work. It was too expensive because we only see the $250 a month we get. But when you do lifetime value, you start seeing, and again, am I saying you should spend $500 to get a client that's worth $1,500 of gross margin over the next year? No, I'm not saying that I would, but it's different than just going, well, the customer's only worth $250 and it cost me $500. Well, that's $250 this year. The cell phone companies are notorious for, they'll spend like 6-9 months of profit to get a customer. So they get the long game. And again, we don't have that kind of cash flow to go negative like that. So I'm not saying you should do that. But you always have to take the lifetime value of the customer versus what it costs you to acquire the customer. And the trick is, so many of you don't even know what it costs you to acquire the customer. You put up these ads, but you don't track how many things came from it. You're like, oh, it feels like I got a lot of calls or not a lot of calls, but you don't track it, right? We got to know how many conversions came from that ad. And if you don't have that, with the lifetime value of those, or estimated lifetime value, if you don't have that, you can't make a distinction as to whether the ad worked or not. So a lot of times we make our first mistake, just that we may make a unilateral decision that an ad didn't work, but the reality is we didn't track it right, or didn't track it at all. It just didn't feel like it worked. You know, we expected this avalanche of calls, but we only got three or four. But if those three or four, you get two or three turns of customers, and the lifetime value of those customers is $10,000, and you spend $800, and it might feel like it didn't work, and it absolutely did work. Another thing that will absolutely kill you, and this is where 90% of people fail, not just in cleaning companies, but for all business owners, is all of my advertising should work the first time I try it, right? You know, I put out a Facebook ad, and it didn't work. Or I put out whatever the ad is that we're talking about. So I tried it and it didn't work, and we just give up. The reality is, for real marketers, even the best of the best of the best, not that I'm the best of the best, but even including me, rarely does it work the first time, right? It goes into one of three categories. One is, I did it and it just was terrible, and it didn't work, and it'll never work, and it's wasted money. Well, it's not wasted money, because we tested an advertising method. We've got now data that we didn't have before. Oh my goodness, the streaming stopped. We're back. I gave up to Starbucks, so apparently we've only got so much bandwidth. So sorry about the stoppage. All right, so back to what I was saying. It can either not work at all, or just a devastating failure, which is hard to do until we test it. Second, it was close, right? We got clients, but we just didn't get enough of them, or the return on investment wasn't there, right? Maybe we spent $800 or $1,000 on this one. We got one client worth $1,500 lifetime, and obviously lifetime will work, but we need to make money today. And that's probably going to be 80 to 90%, maybe even higher, of your ads that don't work. And then 1 in 10, maybe you do it right off the bat. It just works fantastically. Those are great. Keep running. And the problem is, a lot of people, when they do that and it works right off the bat, DJ says bandwidth needs copy to preach it. The problem is, a lot of times we do get that, you know, lucky deal. We walk up and it works right off the bat. We quit, right? Because we don't have the systems and processes to onboard the customers to the other stuff. So the shift that we need to make mentally is to move from, if it doesn't work right off the bat, it's never going to work, it was a waste of money, to it's always an investment in my company, and whatever result I get, as long as I track data, I've got a result. So we want to make sure that we understand data is a result, and that is valuable. And even if the data is not what we want the data to be like, I put out a nickel and got back $1 million in clients. And that's not always the case. It's rarely the case. But if it is, we need to make sure that we track that so we can continue doing it, which is a big mistake. People, a lot of us quit right after we do it for a little bit and we don't feel it, or we forget, or whatever, and we stop. And even when it doesn't work, we've got to keep testing and tweaking it to make sure we make it work, right? And the reality is, even if you spend $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 to get a scalable method to attract clients, that could be worth millions of dollars to your business. If you just had a machine, someone on there has said, our right cleaning, starting a commercial cleaning business. Well, let's say your average customer is $1,000. So your average, and they stay for 2 years, and your average client's worth $24,000. And half of that goes to cost of goods sold. So you got, let's call it $10,000 left over. Well, shoot, if you had a magic thing, magic box, you could put in $1,000 and get a new customer that was worth $24,000 a year. How many times would you put in $1,000 and get that customer out? You do it all the time, right? Hey, Derek, good to have you. We've got a lot of people on live today, which is really fun. And if you want to be live, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and like, or I think check out our Facebook page. That's where we're advertising. But we'd love to have you guys that are listening to the podcast or the video. Love to have you guys join us live. Okay, that said, I forgot where I was at. Once you've got two or three client attraction systems where you put in money and money comes out, and it's always a positive return on your investment, you're good to go. That you've got a $1 million cleaning company kind of waiting to roll, right? So even if you just had one of those, that could be, Melissa says, nice spot to podcast. For everyone joining me late, we are in Palm Springs. I'm heading home for vacation in California to Phoenix from LA, and Palm Springs is right in the middle. So we stopped off, we got some caffeine. It's a little warm out, but other than that, it's perfect. Yeah, the folks at the Starbucks are probably looking at me like I'm insane, talking to my computer like a crazy person, but you guys make me feel like it's going to be okay. So again, if it could be a $1 million thing to your cleaning company, if you just had two or three or four client attraction systems that could consistently, scalably, repeatably bring you customers a profit, right? And the beautiful thing is if and when you go to sell your company, that's what they're going to buy, right? And my last two companies I sold for seven figures. And that ability to attract clients and say, here's where they come from and here's how much it costs to get them is extremely valuable. So even if it costs you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to get that set up, long-term, it can be well worth it. And that's coincidentally, shameless plug, that's exactly what help owners or cleaning companies do. So if you would like that help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. The first part is right at the top. There's a, and I'm going to give you guys some more feedback, but I still want you guys to get this early and often. Right at the top, there's a video that we talk about the five shifts you need to make. It's totally complimentary. I would start there. All right. So many of us also believe in this magic, like, marketing, or if I could just find the right place to advertise, life would be great. Or I'm just not advertising because I'm busy, but I'm sure it's out there and I'll just find one place. And we kind of undervalue how easy it is. Like, oh, I'll just go on Facebook, or I'll just post on social media and I'll get all the clients we want. That's just because you don't do it. You never get the data. And then when we do it, you're like, oh, I get customers, but there's no tracking. We don't really know. So the reality is we have to track this stuff because it's harder than it looks. And a lot of people think, you know, because there's so many people selling to us going, oh, if you just give me money, I'll get you all the clients that we want. So sometimes we take it for granted that we can get clients. And so you try to find out you can't. And then it's devastating, like, oh, I was sold this false bill of goods. So the reality is you want to make sure that you're testing it. And the way that we're going to test it is you got to understand that you need bus going by. I don't think you guys can hear it. There it is. So my apologies if you're hearing bus. It's supposed to be. But I try to go into Starbucks and there's nowhere to sit. So, and it's so nice out. Very, you guys could join me. And again, for everyone going, man, that jerk, he's out there having fun, living life. I'm trying to tell you how I live my life because, you know, I think we've had 22 appointments in the last 2 days that my enrollment coaches have been taking so I could hang out. So the reason I'm able to do this is because all the stuff I'm trying to teach you how to do in this broadcast right now, I've done. And it's freed Natalie and I to travel and go do the tour at Universal Studios and all that fun stuff. And I want that good life for you guys too. Okay. So the reality is, we really have to test this stuff because there is no such thing as just a magic thing where I give you money and it works. We have to have a combination of the right message and the right media to the right people, right? And that's a Dan Kennedy concept that's really good. So if you have the right message but your people don't see it, it's worthless, right? If I have the perfect message to owners of cleaning companies and I put it in, you know, I started screaming at the Starbucks, I'm probably not going to have any luck because none of these people own cleaning companies. If I'm right in the middle of the ISSA, which is our big industry thing, and everyone around me owns a cleaning company, but I have the wrong message, I'm still not gonna get any luck. So it takes testing, and that's why I don't want you guys ever to be like, oh, I tried advertising once, I tried Facebook ads, or direct mail, I tell them it didn't work. What really didn't work is either you missed the message or you missed the people, right? So the market. So either you were saying the wrong thing to the wrong people or the right thing to the wrong people or the wrong thing to the right people. You've got to get them all right for it to work. So typically, if the media, right, if Facebook ads or direct mail or telemarketing, if it's going to your ideal perfect customer, and that's one of the things we go over in the Clean Profit Method is how to know who that is for you, and it didn't work, if it actually got to the right people, it wasn't the media or the medium, right? It wasn't Facebook or direct mail or telemarketing that didn't work. It was your message that didn't work. So we've got to, but the problem is without having data, we can't test that stuff and we just give up, right? So that's where so many of us fail. And it took me, again, right? I think last month we had 184 requests for appointments, people that wanted our help. And we take 10 or 20 at a time a month at this moment in time, at this recording. It took me years to get that built, right? And certainly tens of thousands. We may have hundreds of thousands right now into our client attraction, but I've got a company that may be worth millions, right? So I really want to encourage you guys not to give up when you spend $800 on an ad. It doesn't work and go, advertising sucks, right? Lamar says, love this. Appreciate that. Richard says, Mike and Natalie, seeing successful business owners taking vacations is inspiring. You guys rock. Thanks, Richard. And the more exciting thing is not just Natalie and I out here, but the Johnsons and any of our elite members or any of our, and we have so many elite members that take the first vacation they've had in years. So I want to make sure that we, it's not just us, right? It's our customers that are the ones that are successful. But thanks for saying that, Richard. Okay, so the cool thing is, to sum all this stuff up, is once you can attract all the clients you need at a profit, right? It's easy to get the clients that you need if you're willing to spend $100,000 to get one 250-month client. That's easy. The trick is spending less than they're worth. But once you can do that, you can prove that with data and numbers, you can print money just about any business that you choose. So the beautiful thing is, this skill works no matter what. When I had a car dealership, and again, I love this. I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. But if I did, this skill is a million-dollar skill, whether you do it for yourself or, sorry, Natalie just walked up and like, hey, who's the hot blonde to my right? Wait, she's going to hate me for this. Like, wait, where'd she go? There she is, hot blonde. I don't know if I took your lock, but trust me, it'll right. Anyway, once you have this skill for you, yourself, your business, any other businesses, your spouse's business, we have a lot of owners that we coach that they're in the cleaning business and their spouse has a different business. It is a license print money. So even if it takes months or years of time or tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to create this skill, it is a multi-million dollar skill you'll have for the rest of your life. That said, if you would like our help doing this, we love showing owners of cleaning companies how we did this and how all of our successful clients have done it. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Like I said, it's totally complimentary. The video at the top is a starting point. After that, there's another opportunity to talk with one of our guys for free. We try to give as much value in the podcast and these Facebook Lives and the YouTube channel on the website. We try to give massive, massive, massive amounts of value. For those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I really want to grow, we'll obviously help you at a higher level. Melissa says, knowing what your target audience and perfect prospects are is the key to successful marketing. Value, value, value. Glad that you're picking that up and you guys are taking notes, because all this stuff, if you just go, wow, that was great, and then go back to your regular life and not change anything, is almost worthless. But when you guys go, I'm actually going to take action and start now, this can be life-changing. This can be the first step of your journey. This stupid little Facebook Live that I'm doing here in Palm Springs could be the day that you guys change your life and that you get to travel whenever you want. And I got to tell you, it is amazing. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the absolute complimentary 5 steps video. It's right at the top. We will show you everything we know and that we can show you in 40 or 50 minutes to grow your cleaning company. And I can't wait to get to know more of you guys and serve and help you travel and have the lives that you want. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.